Hey everyone, welcome to the fantastic Hergiscroft Gardens. I'm with Steve here, who is, what's your title?
I'm head gardener.
Oh, Steve, you are ruining us here a bit, to be perfectly honest, because we're in one of the main parts of the building, looking out from, I suppose they should call it the veranda, out onto the acres after acre and rolling acre of land here. Before we get into all the big, deep delve of this, I think there's probably a case to suggest that in the whole of the county, you have the best office ever.
Yeah, for me, certainly it is, because I'm surrounded by trees and shrubs, rare trees and shrubs in this garden. And, you know, there's something new to see all year round here.
I was just going to say, actually, the amazing thing is that, you know, we're in that period now. We're recording this in, well, it's the late part of September. So there's another change coming as well. So it's
I mean, autumn is already setting on. I mean, mid-September now, you can see just over there, down on the, across the lawn there, the colours are changing.
Yeah.
The warmer days, the cooler nights, ideal for autumn colour.
This is a really interesting thing, because normally, up to about 2 or 3 years ago, the flora and fauna and the world of gardening was just like, why am I even going to bother with that? And then this really weird thing happened of lockdown, and all of a sudden, beautiful green grass, trees and things like that suddenly were like, oh, okay, I need some of that. So over the last couple of years, I've very slowly become really interested in this, but I'm not alone. Have you noticed that there's been your regular crowd coming through the doors, but also people that 5, 10 years ago would have just never had an interest in this sort of thing?
I agree with that. Since lockdown, it's been a gardens, people being in their gardens, large or small, people coming to us and saying, have you got this? Have you got something different to put in their garden? They're taking more interest in their gardens on a large scale, small scale. I've seen a lot more people come in to this garden over the last couple, 2 or 3 years, who I've never met before, who are going to come back and saying what a wonderful garden it is. And they've taken away a small treasure or even a larger treasure from this garden. So
the interesting thing as well is that I'm a bit BTEC GCSE in my learning at the minute with all of this. And this does feel a bit Oxford, Cambridge, first class honours degree, but there's no real pomposity. It's a case of, oh, you're interested, great, come on, open arms.
Yeah, well, anybody can be interested in, get interested in gardening, from your dahlias to your salvias, what we're looking at in the front here, to major trees. And we have in this garden at three national collections of genus in this, of Acer, Betula and Zelkova. So there are hundreds of trees in this garden that somebody who visits this garden will be interested in.
I should also point out, for the purposes of balance, that they have just primed us with really nice tea and biscuits. So you knew which side we were coming on. Right, should we go and see some stuff? What we got lined up on the tour?
Well, I mean, we got some classic autumn colour up in our maple grove. That's the key place where we want to be, really, because that's the younger material that I've been involved in from 1980 to the present day.
Right, I'm going to say this now, and you might just go, oh, what an idiot. But I'm going to keep it, because I've been trying to think for the last 2 days how to put this. What is it about plants and trees and fauna and nature and an environment that creates a really nice energy?
Well, it gives you a lot of satisfaction, self-satisfaction, because however large or small whether you're propagating, whether you're digging a new border, anything like that, you look back and you can say, I've done that. I've been involved in that. That's the key.
So, Steve, before we forget and we get into some deep delve, and I completely ignore the fact you have a massive day coming up with the fair itself in October. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we got our annual plant fair on Sunday the 16th of October, which we thoroughly enjoy, which a lot of over 30 traders of plants and crafts come to the garden here, and they share what we share or what we've got here every day. And that takes place down on above the main lawn here. And it's a wonderful day because they come to see us. A lot of people come to see them. And it's a good day out. Really is a good day out.
So we'll look and talk more about that. You were saying that you've been here 42 years.
Mm.
And what's the acreage here? What's the total?
About 50 acres garden.
But you were also saying that pretty much on a daily basis, and we're going to have a good walk around with you now, there are times when you will see something. I've never seen that before. So please do feel free to point that out, because
I will indeed.
Fantastic.
I will.
42 years in the same job, but it's not the same job because it kind of changes.
It never is the same job because everything changes from day to day. There's no script in horticulture. Not here. You know, there are jobs so varied. You know, something flowers for the first time, something seeds for the first time, colours for the first time, you get so excited and you think, well, I must propagate that. I must get more of that because it's a unique plant. So the excitement carries on right through the year.
What I felt just coming here as well is, and it would be interesting to see, there's no pomposity, there's no snobbery, even though this is a world-class facility. Mm. You were talking earlier on when we were having our coffee, which was very nice, by the way. Thank you. That people from the big cities of the sort of concrete jungles, and I love Brum, I love Birmingham, I think it's a great city, were middle of COVID thinking, we need some greenery, we need some touch base with nature, and those people will come. So if you're in that situation and you're thinking, should we, shouldn't we, the fair's the perfect opportunity, really, to come in as a rookie.
Yeah, the fair is a good opportunity because it's not just what you're going to see in the garden. It's not just what you're going to see with what we're offering. There's a lot of other good people, growers out there who are producing plants that we love having here. And I think it's a really good day out. I mean, I have known people come from quite a way, you know, Shrewsbury, sort of even above there, to become to this garden just to see. And that the thing is about it is not just buying plants or looking at different plants. It's the whole garden they can walk around and take ideas from. And I think in this garden, you do get a lot of ideas to take back with you.
Right, where are we going?
Well, I think we should head for the maple grove.
Oh, yes, please. Because this is, Steve, and we've just walked up, taken a lovely walk up to the top of the hills, and we've got a fantastic view of the Malverns here. Because this is a 24/7, 365 living, breathing thing, how difficult for you is it to say, yeah, that's success? Because everything every day changes.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to take success and you've got to take failures. I mean, we're standing here now, and what we've done here is we've put a few later flowering azaleas in just to try and fill in and add the interest as you climb the hill. But there are failures in horticulture, whether you'll be planting, whether you'll be growing in pots. You've got to take that, but, you know, more often than not, take the good from it.
And if you were looking for someone to come to the fair in a few weeks, what would be the one thing that, if you had a chat with them afterwards, that you think, yes, brilliant, they've taken something lovely away, what would that thing be?
I think whatever they do, they're going to take something back, a little piece of Hargis, because I said a lot of the stuff that you would take away would be from similar or the same as what is growing here now, what we're looking at now. So I think, again, you know, they're taking home a little piece of harvest, and that's key.
We've just had a lovely little walk and a stroll around here, and myself and Ollie, who's come with us as well on this trip, I've just sort of noticed how chilled and relaxed we feel just because we're at one with nature, without sounding very sort of 1970s Woodstock sort of feel to it. But we'll notice this when we head back to the city and start picking up on emails and text messages and WhatsApp and stress. There's none of that here, is there?
No, and I think that's why, you know, why all our visitors, you know, however many we get here, are always so relaxed. Yeah. They go at their own pace. You can go, in fact, you can go round twice, three times, and you'll never see another person, maybe. So it's almost like they're coming into a sort of a unique world.
I bet your blood pressure's fantastic.
I've never had a problem with my blood pressure. I always feel relaxed, even working here, even with the stresses of when things go wrong, which they do, and they don't go to plan. At the end of the day, there's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's always the next day to do that.
Nature's
that
not a bad boss, is she?
Nature does rule us a little bit, but we can get round it, and I find it very relaxing here.
So let's wind up on this. We've got the fair coming up. I'm really impressed with this place, and I think it's one of those things that people should come. Mm. But just tell us what they can expect when they get here in October.
Well, in October, on Sunday the 16th, you're going to probably see the very best of the autumn colour. You're going to meet a very nice lot of people, a very nice lot of plants from A to Z that will be out on show in pots, and a lot of other traders who will be here, who are all very interesting, a lot I've known for many, many years, and they do provide some lovely plants to come and see, to buy, and all a very friendly group. There's also, we offer here a lovely little shop.
Yeah.
A little,
I can recommend the coffee.
And also the tea room. Yeah. The tea room, again, will be fully open, and you can get anything from there to help you on your way, from coffee to anything to eat. So that'll be a really good day for everybody.
And if someone saw, I'm busy that weekend, it's great because you can come a month on in November and the whole thing's changed again because nature's moved on another month.
Yeah, or failing that, you can come before that and come see the garden before that day, and, you know, we're all open and ready to welcome the visitor. It's a lovely place to come.